what are the prospects of the president winning re-election, really, if I may ask you?
Well, this election for President Edgar Chagwalungu is simply a formality to fulfill the constitutional requirement to have those elections every 5 years. The president doesn't have real competition. The president who scooped these elections by more than 50% plus one threshold as required by the constitution. Why do I say so? It's because the Patriotic Front's leadership in the last 10 years cannot be equaled to the previous governments that have been there. Mm-hmm. So in terms of economic development, starting with infrastructure development, mm-hmm. road networks, telecommunication, housing, hospitals, schools, universities, this government has performed tremendously beyond the expectations of many Zambians. So our record in the last 10 years has been very clear in terms of transformative economic development.
Hmm. Antonio, what is the president's key campaign message?
So the campaign message of the president has been broken into two parts. First of all, the president has continued to point at what his administration and the Patriotic Front government has done in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. The tremendous economic and social transformative agenda that we have achieved as a party in the last 10 years. Secondly, the second part of the president's message has been the economic recovery plan in the wake of the COVID-19. The president is aware that most of the Zambian people have been affected very negatively as a result of the COVID-19. The president is aware of the economic challenges a lot of Zambians are going through in terms of the cost of living and the high prices of essential goods and services. Mm-hmm. And the president is pointing out the people of Zambia to his economic recovery plan to make sure that Zambia is able to have a sustainable and a resilient economy, and also make sure that Zambia become an industrialized nation to reduce on the dependence on imports, which have got a direct effect on the price of commodities and prices of services.
The opposition groups are saying that the president has failed to transform the lives of the people, and that the economy is facing a lot of headwinds caused by his lack of leadership, his failure to resolve the economic challenges facing the country. They talk about public debt that aren't being serviced properly, and that he should not get a second term. How do you respond to such criticisms?
Well, sometimes the opposition don't want to be realistic. In the first place, Zambia, before 2011, before the Patriotic Front came into office, was a village. We had a failing public housing system, failing economic system, failing school system, health system. Everything was broken down. What we did, first of all, was to borrow in order to build. So we borrowed to build the road infrastructure network that we need to put up industries, to put up factories. We borrowed to put up the communication infrastructure, and today Zambians across the country are able to communicate and transact via phones and via the internet. We borrowed in order to build schools, to build hospitals, to build universities. We borrowed for production and not for consumption.
Accepting the results of an election, it's a key part of the election process. The opposition parties have said that the ECZ, or the Electoral Commission of Zambia, appear to be favoring the Patriotic Front. Will the Patriotic Front accept the outcome of this year's election, irrespective of who wins?
First of all, Patriotic Front is a very democratic party. It's not the first time that we are participating in elections. We have participated in elections since 2001, and we have always accepted the will of the people. The will of the Zambians is what matters, and whatever the outcome, the Patriotic Front is committed to uphold that. If we don't agree with the outcome, there are enough avenues that have been put in the constitution. Mm-hmm. You can go to court and petition and produce evidence of rigging. And if the court believes that the election was stolen from you, the constitution provides for mechanisms to redress or address any grievances that anyone can have. But I want to end by saying this. First of all, we know that the opposition are using two strategies to delegitimize the outcome of this election. So what they're doing two things. They're using violence to intimidate our people so that our people do not turn out. They're banking on voter apathy as a strategy. Number two, they're using violence in order to have a premise that they can use to say these elections were not free and fair, they were violent. So it is a strategy to attack the institutions of government, the institutions that run and manage the elections, so that they can use this as a premise to justify their outcry of rigging. There is no rigging.